master's home, they should absorb whole attention into him so much so that you forget yourself. You develop receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. Those who have seen only white light or red light or purple light, they should continue looking to it, they will go bright. Those who have seen already bright light, that will still burst and further away, master will come up. Those who have seen golden light, in golden light master always comes. Those who have seen blue sky, they should be after stars. Those who have seen stars, they should be after big star or big moon or small moon. Those who have seen big moon or big star, they should cross it as 11 of you cross it. Those who have seen flashes of light, you continue looking constantly without break. If that passes out, never mind. You look continuously without break, that will stay. And then you can look into it, that will grow bright and burst. This is for your future guidance, please. So you see this in a way definite, not hallucination, you see. You have seen and you have given out. Even now you remember you have seen it. Future, by regular practice, this will dwell from more to more. When you be able to rise above body consciousness, the master will take you into the higher planes. This fate awaits you all. You are fortunate, you have been put on the way. This we can do only with the proper guidance of someone who can usher us into the beyond, who can withdraw our attention from all outside, raise up, and you see light of God. Here the ABC of spirituality starts. So where the world philosophy ends, there does it start. So we have got the man body, you see, this is the golden opportunity afforded to us to find a way back to God. So this is the true temple of God. In which light of God is there and you are there. Both live in the same house. Pity it is that one who has to see him is identified with the world outside. The outward expression of our soul is called attention. When attention is all outside, unless it is withdrawn from outside, how can one see him? I look at you, you are in front of me. Unless I draw my attention from here and see at the back, only then I will be able to see what is at the back. It will be drawing our attention from outside. That is why Christ said, and all others say, they come to enable those who do not see to see. And those who see, they may be blind. In the terminology of the saints says, blind is one whose inner eye is not open, not that who has got not two eyes on the forehead. So man body, really we can derive benefit from that only when we begin to see and begin to hear. The word Guru also means the same thing, who is enabled to drive away your darkness from in front of you and manifest the light within you which is already there. So, this is the body of the temple of God, this is the temple of God, truly speaking. Outer temples which are made after the model of man body, how clean we keep. Of course you kept this man body outwardly very clean. We spend thousands of dollars every month, every year. But the inner temple should also be kept clean. This filth comes from the mind from outside, which is received through the outgoing faculties. So, who is alive in the terminology of the saints? Only he is alive, O Nanak, in whom God is manifest. All others are dead. Whatever you do outside, that's just like adorning the dead body. So all penances, everything what you do outside, this only just adorns the dead body. You see, when man is dead body adorned like anything. To keep this is the man body, to keep it clean, outside and inside both. So what is it that defiles the man body, the temple of God? That's the mind. Mind gets filled from where? Through the outgoing faculties. Through the impressions we receive through them. So mind is just enamorous of enjoyments outside. Unless it gets more bliss, more joy than what he gets now, only then he will leave off all outer enjoyments, not otherwise. So Master gives us a demonstration of that, how to withdraw from outside and rise above body consciousness to open the inner eye, a single eye, to see the light of God. All glory and beauty lies within you. The inner planes are more beautiful than the outside. When mind gets a bliss of that and experience of that, then naturally outer things are leaving. So even outside, you see, what is of the aim of our life? What should be and what we are doing? As all scriptures laid out, Master speaking to them, the highest aim that a man has is to know God. Because in man body only you can know God. And to know God you must know yourself first. It is the soul alone that can know the old soul. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. So these are the things. In outside too, you see, what we do, instead of doing this which is the highest aim before us, we simply go on amassing outer things. A man who is in possession of one car he wants two, who has got one house he wants two, three, four. And goes on, the more you get, the more mind wants more. And in this delusion, considering this man body will always remain always, man goes on doing that. But the time comes, he has to be separated from the man body, because now we are controlled by some power within this man body. We cannot run away out of it. That power is withdrawn, we have to leave the world. So Master don't say, while you're out, don't earn your livelihood. Earn your livelihood, stand on your own legs in honest ways. To earn money in the honest ways is good. What for? First, stand on your own legs. The others who are connected with you, with the flowing pen of God as a reaction of our past karmas, to pay off all debts. And man is one who is of use to others. So money earned is not bad, but in honest means. Not the blood of others suck. You use up others' rights, or you misappropriate things. Because he looks within you. You cannot deceive him. So he said, stand on your legs, earn your livelihood by honest means, be of help to others, and just help those who are needy, thus those people who wish to be on the way, like that. So, example is given, one foreigner's wife is there, his husband has gone abroad. So time comes that he hears about her husband coming back. She makes all arrangements. She has the good clothes, she has the good ornaments, she makes the house all clean, tidy and magnificent. With all that, if her husband does not turn up, then what's the fate? So with all what we do outside, any practices, any work, this work is done for whom? To get back to God. If he does not turn up, where these very things, insan bears no fruit. It is just like man is hauled up in conscription, see? He has to work morning till night. He gets no remuneration. It is just like man body, see? It's just like just the straws, the grain is taken out, the straws are there, you begin to beat the stars, no grain will come out of that. So the result is not of any use to those who are connected to him. And also whatever it does, it just adds more and more of debts to be paid off. Man body is given to make those debts that you have done in the past to finalize them, finish out. But if you don't find God, see that God is working behind us, we are mere puppets, you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, only then all those debts previous are paid out. So we do not deny the full value of man body, which are two. One, to know God. That he is the conscious co-worker. He becomes the conscious co-worker at divine plan. That one power is all conscious. Another is, in man body we can pay off our past debts. So Master says, what is it? If a man feels very, what you say, unhappy, he cries out at heart, "Oh God, help me how to get out all this delusion and I may be able to reach back to thee," then he hears. When all human efforts fail, there the prayer succeeds. God is there. He also resides in your man body. He is controlling you in the man body. When he sees this child wants me and me alone, he makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where his grace is working. So what he does is withdraw your attention from all outside, gives you demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, open the single eye within you to see the light of God. So day to day, where you are attached most, you will go there. The fascination the world leaves you. Naturally, you are not to come back to the world. So this is the aim of life, which you can achieve only in man body and no other body. So we have to see how far we have been successful in this way ever since we have this man body. Those who have been put on the way with the grace of God, they should high on. Stop not until the goal is reached. Don't delay. Procrastination is the thief of time. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. this putting off till tomorrow, result is that day never comes off. Always putting off, always until all at once the great final change comes up. What is the use of repenting then when nothing can be done? So Master say, please hurry up, so long as you are in good health, your hairs are black, it means you are in full health, you are quite sensitive, you are in senses, you can discriminate between right and wrong. Get to him first and then other sinners. This is the aim General Master put before us. God first and world next. What we do, world first and God next. Even we remember God only for the sake of the world, here and hereafter. So, world is our God, true God, to have which we simply remember God as a means to the end. The result is, where will we go? Where we are attacked? So Master comes, they say, please decide here what you want to become, and what should be, and what we are after. A wise man is one who takes what from the foresight. After all, we have to leave the body. No escape from death. What will have happened? What we are after now. Then it will have no use to cry over the spilt milk. So hurry up, please. Be not aimlessly adrift. Generally, sometimes we want to be godly, sometimes a worldly man. Result is nowhere. We dig up pits here, there, everywhere, somewhere 4 feet deep, some 5, 7, and water nowhere. So, best would be, the wise way would be to decide your aim before you. Don't be adrift. In man body, you can know God. That's no other body, and you have got it. So decide your aim. It may take a day, 2, 7 days, never mind. Once you decide, every step you take, that will be in the right direction. So Master Father, those who have come to him, they should reach back home the quickest possible.